This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. We haven't even gotten on the air yet. Wow. What an outrage.
She's practicing.
First, thank you, my dear. There she is, Jennifer Horn. Everybody loves Jennifer. Everybody loves Victoria Keelan. Everybody loves Kara Schillen. So here we are to do radio right. No dumbing you down on this program. We don't waste our time talking about silly things that you can't do anything about. No. We talk about hot baths that are good. Listen to this. Those of you, I love baths, by the way. Do you take baths or you just take showers, Jennifer?
I take both, actually. Showers to clean, baths to relax.
Ah, very good.
I'm jealous. I don't have a tub.
No, you live in a 4-foot apartment in New York. I can get a tub in there.
Yeah, well, before I moved into this place, they took the tub out and they made a giant shower. So it's really nice to have a big shower, but sometimes I really miss having a tub.
I know. Tubs are great. Yeah. I had an old tub in my last house that came from the house before that. I took it out of the house.
You took it with you?
New house when I built it, I took it with me.
That's something that people usually don't take with them.
No, this was an old claw.
It's very Egyptian.
Those are great, yeah.
And it had a special meaning to me because the man who was like my second father was born in the house that I lived in when we were married. And he was born in that bathtub, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Gosh, that's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
So do you use that bathtub or does it just stay as like a...
No, it was used. I used to get in it and soak. I loved sitting in that bathtub. Mm. So when I moved... They kept the bathtub because it was, you know, and when things are screwed down in the house, you can't take them with you. I did from the other house, but I didn't from this one. So, anyway, it's wonderful to sit in. I understand. I had a big jacuzzi installed in the, when I redid the house that I used to live in, I had a big jacuzzi put into the big bathroom. And it only got used in the, 14 years that it was there, I only used it once. And
really?
So, and the new people that moved into the house said that they didn't want it or need it, so I'm sending my guys over there today.
Do you want to send it to my apartment? Because that's, like, my life goal, to have a jacuzzi tub. Because
this probably wouldn't fit in your apartment.
Well, we could put it in the living room. It would probably fit there.
Yeah,
but, we have a bathtub in our apartment, but it's so small that you try and lounge in it, and then 5 minutes later you're like, no, I'm too squished. This isn't actually comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, if you want to just send it down to D.C., that's fine.
Okay. I'll put it on my truck. I'll bring it down myself in my pickup truck. How's that?
That sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the research that's out today shows that hot baths are as good for you as exercising. This sounds interesting because I'm doing a lot of exercise.
The best news of the week.
Then I get into the tub. The researcher decided to study the health benefits of what's called passive heating. That is, laying around while your body's being warmed up. He compared the calories burned in an hour-long hot bath to those burned in an hour-long cycle. Let's go out and get on the bike. Go out riding it, or even the stationary cycle. Man, a lot of different exercises where you work up a sweat. What this person, the researcher found was that in an hour of a bath in a warm circumstance, that's what I used to have, really hot baths, you burn as many calories as you would in, let's say, a 30-minute walk. And what's more important, peak blood, say it again, Doug. There it is. Peak blood sugar was lower and those who took to the tub after eating than it was for those who went for an exercise session, maybe a walk or something after the meal.
Let's talk about this all day long. This is the best story ever. I'm going to just build a studio over my bathtub. I'm going to do the show from there.
We can hear you like rubber ducky. You can hear you splashing around in the tub while you're on the air. That's actually a pretty good idea. That would be a neat sort of remote to do, wouldn't it? All of us in a bathtub together.
You.
I can't wait until the middle of the show when everyone accidentally drops their electronics into the bathtub,
right,
and then suddenly
right.
we get to hear people good electrified night. On yeah. air.
Or at what point do we all prune up, and then that's
I
it?
Think this is, I think you're right. This is about... this is about the benefits of healthy water. I go into the jacuzzi at the Y in Santa Monica, and I swear to God, ugh, I don't know why I do it, except it's warm, 103 degrees, and it feels good. Then I go sit in the sauna for a little while. That's good as well. So all of these things, I would suggest, if I were reading into all of this, that both of those items are good for you. Do the exercise first, and then go jump in the hot tub into the bath.
But that's boring. Or just take a bath.
I think this is the best news I've heard in a very long
time. Dave, started out with some good news.
Yep.
That's
love
what
it.
We want. Good news.
I've already shared this on Facebook. I've told everyone. Yes, it's on our Facebook page. Yeah, it's everywhere. This is
super.
The best news ever.
All right. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're away. This is as good as it gets here. How about them apples? Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a related item that has to... I've found, especially in the wintertime, because I don't like to take a bath in the summertime. I'm usually in a hurry, and I don't have time to lay around. But in the wintertime, it's nice to sit in the bathtub. But there's... And then go to bed. That's what I think is very cool. So I also found something that will help you when it comes to sleeping, and it'll lead obviously into a conversation about parachute sheets. If you don't sleep well, the things that are in your bedroom, this is not news, but it's something good to review. Think about this. If you don't have a good pillow, for example, get one. Your pillow ought to snap back into place. I think we talked a little about this when we were doing the spot for My Pillow last fall, a little bit. The pillow needs to not just, when you lay in it or wrap yourself around or whatever it is, just stay in that shape. Got to be able to, and I know sometimes you pick them up and you puff them around, and that brings them back to life. Also, in your bedroom, if you've got a lot of junk laying around, it creates anxiety. The feng shui experts say that what, I went to a, wasn't a seance, but I went to an event last night. That brought me to a past life experience. And as I was going off, I was thinking about, and part of the thing that this lady created was a room that was completely clean of everything. So you would have no anxieties or distractions from where you went. And if you fast forward that to today and what's going on in your bedroom, if you have books, for example, in your bedroom, if you are reading books about love or healing or sexuality, those are great. But if you've got books around that focus on how to get out of debt or lose weight...
So true.
If you put that into your mind before you go to bed, you'll have a horrible night. Because whatever is in your mind subconsciously, when you go to bed, watching some violent TV show, mm-hmm. watching the news, you got to be nuts. That's why you don't have a good night's sleep. Your subconscious will set the sleep rhythm for you, and that's how you will sleep. And if you've got a lot of electronics around, there are a lot of people, or some people I know, I've experienced it, having, like, listening to meditation as you go off to sleep from a smartphone. The electronics, having the smartphone next to you in your bedroom, is not good. I don't even have an electronic clock in my bedroom. I have an old battery-powered clock. And that's, keep the stuff away from you. Laundry baskets ought not to be, and piles of laundry not laying around your bedroom either.
Stuff under your bed is another thing.
Oh, yeah.
You need that space under your bed to be open for chi to flow. I mean, it's important.
So,
it really is.
So where exactly am I supposed to put all of my stuff?
In a closet?
I need to move into a mansion, so I have just an extra...
From the queen of living in a tiny house here, okay? You can do this, Kara. You have a much bigger apartment than I do. You can totally do this. Just keep electronics, like, don't have a TV in your room.
I don't have a TV in my room. I don't have very many electronics, but I mean, like...
I'm never getting rid of my TV.
Like, laundry, or putting stuff on your bed, or...
Doesn't your laundry go in your closet?
Yeah, but where am I supposed to put the stuff under my bed? Oh, well. I need you to come to my apartment and reorganize, apparently.
We have to feng shui her apartment.
Where does the monster go?
Yeah.
How about them apples? Okay, so making your bed is good. So when you get into your bed, it feels like it's fresh. That's also something that comes from the advice department. All right, so what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Anybody got anything else to say about this? You got any more tips, Jennifer?
No, but I'm never. You could pry my TV out of my cold, dead hands.
I have one in my TV.
I'm my father's daughter. I have a TV in every room.
Really? I don't. I have one upstairs in the bedroom, one downstairs in the den, and one outside on the porch that I haven't used yet, and I've been told to get it off the porch. So
the only rooms that don't have bathrooms in my the only rooms that don't have TVs in my house are the bathrooms. And at my dad's house, that's not true. He's got even TVs in his bathroom.
I've seen people have TVs in every room. Yeah, right. All right, now, while we're sort of coaxing you to sleep, I don't want you to go to sleep now. I want you to be awake and listen to the program. But if you want a really good night's sleep to follow along in this conversation, the feng shui, how you make your bed, make sure you have the best sheets. And Jennifer and Victoria, the best sheets are? Parachute sheets. Modern bedding for a very comfortable experience. Modern bedding from parachutehome.com/DJV. You'll get European designs, Egyptian cotton, things. Matter of fact, the people from Parachute have been in Europe all this past week finding new places to get this Egyptian cotton. They have used a lot of it, and actually becoming one of the big users in the world, because this is what people want. Once you experience this, it's what you will want. You won't want anything else. So the highlights here, Parachute is now making the softest, most comfortable sheets, and Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara will attest to that, and so will I. It's designed in Venice Beach, California. I've been in their facility, manufactured in Europe, and if you don't like what you get a second chance without having to pay for it, because after 60 nights, if you don't like it, you send it back. And they'll send those sheets to Habitat for Humanity, where people can use them and you can get new ones. There's no other place around doing this. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping and returns on Parachute's comfortable, wonderful bedding. Think about it and then do it at ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of Listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My heart.
23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jen Jen, Vic Vic, Kaka.
Oh, okay.
Stupid. Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, who all love the boy bands. They seem to be making a comeback. ABC is given a 10-episode series order to Boy Band, which is a reality competition where singers compete with one another to join a group. So what goes on here? Viewers will have the control to vote for their favorite five band members. How many plays are there on the same thing, like American Idol and Voice and...
A lot. Get used to it, because they're not going away. They're cheap to make, and it's fun.
I mean, this is different in the sense that, you know, like One Direction was put together. They all individually auditioned for X Factor, and then Simon Cowell decided that the five of them needed to be together. And so,
this is a, the One Direction
letting the viewer do that.
Is a Simon Cowell production?
One Direction is.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, One Direction is, yeah.
All right. So who is who's in One Direction?
Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, and it was Zayn Malik, but he's gone. He's sold out.
For you, that was very good. That was very good. I'm impressed.
She could have said anything, and you wouldn't know if it was
right
or wrong anyway.
I could tell Brit names. Got to have Brit names in order to make that work. All right, so this is going to be a show that'll be on. Is this a summer thing? Is that the idea here?
Sounds like, I mean, it'll be good competition for America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that did huge ratings last summer.
So who would, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, where are they, just as a refresher course? They're the most famous of these boy bands, are they not? The most recent boy bands.
Yeah.
So where are they these days?
I think Backstreet's on tour, right, Jen?
Right, Backstreet's in Vegas doing a residency. NSYNC, you know, they broke up, but Justin Timberlake is the one that's really been the breakout star. Joey Fatone does some hosting stuff, so does Lance Bass, but otherwise you don't hear too much about the others.
Yeah, okay. So just, is there another group, another boy band group that we're leaving out of the discussion that's currently hot or has been hot?
No, they've kind of died out, I think, right?
Yeah.
But this show could resurrect the whole boy band era.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm ready for it.
All right, other musical news focusing on Lady Gaga. If you're a big Gaga fan, She has chronic hip pain, back pain. She canceled tour dates because she had to get surgery on a broken hip. So this month, interestingly enough, she's on the cover of Arthritis magazine. Not exactly where you'd expect to see Gaga.
Is it AARP next year?
Yeah, right. The tag for the interview is Hip Pain Can't Stop Me, Why I'll Never Ignore Joint Pain Ever Again. Her post-surgery care kept her wheelchair bound. Did you know that you ever see her in a wheelchair?
I remember seeing a picture of her in a wheelchair, and at first I think people thought it was kind of like a stunt.
Yeah.
But it turns out she was wheelchair bound for a while.
Is that when she started smoking weed?
No, I think she's probably already doing that.
All right, so anyway, the article isn't posted online yet, but fans with arthritis are praising her on a lot of the social media points for talking about her affliction that affects a lot of Americans. I spent an hour and a half in the doctor's office yesterday dealing with the arthritis that's in my lower back from years and years. When I was 18, I actually wrecked my L3, 4, 5, whatever it is. And they're all disjointed. Look at the x-ray. One's going in one direction, one is in the other. And I'm going to get them all straightened out. But it's a six-week recovery time. So I think I'll get my foot, my back, and my head fixed all at the same time.
Your head? Oh, you're getting your head examined. Good.
Yes, so I'll look to Lady Gaga for inspiration. If you want to see the story, it's on the cover. I'm sure everybody's reading Arthritis magazine, so help yourself. Lady Gaga in the focus, 28 after here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Asks you today, just say yes. Okay, can you do that? Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Hey, Doug, can I have $1 billion?
Good question.
That's like Kara, who used to work here on the program.
Today's our last show.
Jennifer and all of the other folks who are here as part of the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn, Tori Keelan. I'm looking at some of the things that are being posted by people. Facebook fascinates me. I use it, my own personal one, mostly for animal stuff or to pass along personal little stories. So many people use it for so many things. So we posted the other day these guys ice skating in Duluth, Minnesota. Did you see that? They're going down a path, and it's really pretty fascinating how they get all of this actually on video. It's really it's cool. But there's so many things that get posted. Here's something. Victoria and I were just talking about all the dogs that are in need of homes. Here's one that I posted, I think, the day before yesterday. No matter how many years we get with our dogs, it's never long enough.
Nope.
Nope.
So true.
It isn't. Not. I probably shouldn't stop there because I go back to to Charlotte. Here's a posting I put up the other night. Best thing about speaking the truth is you don't have to remember what you said.
That's always true.
Isn't that, huh?
Good advice to live by.
It sure is. Okay, so I saw something else as my mind wanders. I'm very curious. It was one of the things I was talking to somebody about yesterday. I don't remember why, but I'm a very curious sort. I always have been. And so as I look around and people try to buttonhole me, they try to buttonhole. It's convenient. It's easy for people to, men think this way and women think that way.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the man brain wonders, why does she want to discuss every detail of a problem, even if I already know what the solution is? Why do men think like that? And then woman, why does he think he has the immediate answer to everything and never seems to listen to me? So why do, this is the men are from Mars, women are from Venus or whatever it is. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Men
That's
are from
right.
Mars. Yeah,
yep.
Right. Okay. So, guy having a conversation with his girlfriend, and there are a bunch of her friends over the house, and they all go into the bathroom and close the door. He wonders, why does she go into the bathroom with her friends? And the woman wonders, why does he go in the bathroom for hours by himself? So they giggle there. All right, so do you ever have these conversations, Jennifer, with Jeff? Or do you ever have them with yourself? Why does he think this way? Or do you think that way about me or your father or the other men that are close to you? And I would ask Victoria and Kara to join in the same exercise.
Well, I would say yes. With my dad, I have the conversation like, don't just give me the solution, listen to my problem. He's gotten better at that because he's a fixer. He wants to jump in with the solution
right.
before.
Like that.
Most women just want to vent, I think.
Yeah. They don't want the problem fixed. They just want you to hear them.
With Jeff, it's interesting because Jeff and I think have opposite roles. Like, I feel like I'm definitely more of like the manly one, like not manly in the way he's very manly. Don't get me wrong, but like,
but he talks.
But what, like, he wants to talk through the problems, and sadly, he's met me at a point in my life where by the time the end of the day comes around, I don't want to talk anymore. Like, I need to be quiet. I just need to be with someone, and it doesn't mm-hmm. have to always be conversation.
Yep.
So I would
just
say
to cuddle up on the couch.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, but really, by the end of the day, if I have a few minutes at the end of the day, I just, you know, I'm looking for calm and serenity, I think.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I would say in that respect, I'm probably less of a talker than he is if we have problems or something, you know, whatever to chat about.
I'm very impressed. I don't really know him. I don't know him at all. But now, I've teased you sometimes because you don't introduce him to me. But I hear you tell me that, and I'm very impressed with him. If that's the way he is, I think that's very impressive. I think that men need to be more expressive, and they don't feel to be because it's not manly, which is nonsense. I think that is the sign of a real man, somebody who can talk and listen, both. So anyway,
yeah.
I have been accused in certain circumstances because of my background in radio, I don't like dead air. It's uncomfortable for me. So if the conversation stops, I think there's something wrong, whereas I have been told there's no need to be talking all the time. Just enjoy or just be. So Jeff tells you things in what way? What manner does he present things to you, Jennifer, that you either are or not?
Always calm. We have a really calm, we have a calm relationship. We, yeah. you know, everything is, I don't think that we ever have really fought. I mean, there have been moments where, like, obviously you get frustrated or whatever.
Yeah.
But, no, I think we're both pretty calm talkers. I mean, I think what's important is to have respect for people no matter what. And so even if it's something that you have
respect.
To address that's yeah. bothering you,
right.
you can be respectful about it.
Yep. No respect, no relationship.
Right.
That's it. Period. End of story. If either party doesn't respect, how could you be with somebody and want to be with somebody you don't respect? How can that?
You know,
that
I'm
work?
Not, and I think you know this. I've never been about drama in my life,
no.
but now, especially with my life being so chaotic, like it's important to me not to have to deal with chaos in my personal life. I just can't. It, you know,
yeah.
like tapped out.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
So Victoria Keelan, you're engaged to Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be married to him. We're not going to the wedding, Jennifer. You knew that, right?
Oh, God.
So At any rate,
I kind of got the idea.
Did you get that?
We could crash, though.
Yeah, we could.
You are more than welcome.
She's made the fatal flaw of telling us where she's doing it.
Anyway, so you and Lewis fight about anything? Or argue? I don't, fight's not a good word. Do you disagree on things? And if you do, how do you settle the disagreement?
You know, the only time we've ever... When you move in together and things, you know, your lives become enmeshed, you know, that's always kind of a difficult time. So the only time that we've ever really had a tough patch was combining finances. But that we smoothed that over pretty quickly, yeah.
How?
We just had very different... Well, I love him. I just want to preface this. I love him very much. Yeah. He is totally clueless when it comes to all things financial. So that was really sort of surprising to me.
Yeah.
And so once we worked through that, everything has been...
How'd you work through it?
I basically had to teach him, like, finance 101. So,
and luckily, respected that and was happy about it?
Is
that
yes, one of the luckily he's a very good listener, and, you know, and he was able to put ego aside, and that's very, he does that really well. So, and he's a good listener, and when we're listening to each other, I feel like we're a great team. So we've worked on communication. That's, you know, he wasn't a big talker. So communication is really important. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have communication. It just
expressing his feelings wasn't something he was really good at. He just wasn't used to it, and he was pretty much taught to not have feelings growing up. So that was something that I had to pull out of him. And once we got through that, then communication's been great.
Well, as long as people are willing to and they want to, for the sake of the relationship. All right, so let's take this a step further, shall we? Let's when Victoria has a baby with Lewis, Jennifer has a baby with Jeff. So. You've figured out how to live together and be a couple. So now the next step is raising children to be well-adjusted, respectful adults. And so I think about this. I've just posted, if you see this, Victoria, at Doug, Jen, and Victoria, on our Facebook page, the story or a suggestion or maybe a workaround that I've shared about ignoring or the problems that young children have as children, and if you don't fix them, they turn into bigger problems down the road. See, this is what I think is a valuable tool. In social media, I think a lot of the garbage that you see, the gossip, is just a waste of time. But every once in a while, and I try to post these where I can, I see something that is what I hope a teachable experience, a teachable moment, if that's what they call it. Now, Oprah used to call them teachable moments, I think, right? So in this particular story, this article, there are a number of things to focus on, like tattling. Do you remember, did you ever use the term tattletale when you were young? That's persons, that girl's a tattletale.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So some do it purposely, and I think in social media you see that from time to time. Is it like bullying? I don't know. But if you're a young person and there's this tattletale stuff going on, the person who put this suggestion up, when my daughter was in first grade, the school sent home a tattletale contract wanting the children to avoid informing on one another. The lady
really?
Says, I laughed it off thinking it won't stop a bunch of 6- and 7-year-olds. And is that where it starts? When somebody does something bad, like if one child smacks another child, shouldn't somebody know about it?
That's what I think. I mean, why? You want your kid to talk to you. I don't know. I wouldn't make them sign a contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you don't want over-tattling, but I mean, if something big happens, you don't want to tell your kid not to tell you.
Right.
Sibling fights. If you have a sister, my sister, I remember once having a fight with my oldest sister and knocking her down. I don't know, that's 4 or 5 years old. Isn't it funny how that's, as soon as I saw that, that's what came right into my mind. My sister tattled on me, I think that was what it was, to my mother. And then my mother went upstairs and my sister was getting up to go to the bathroom and I went and chased her down the hall and I knocked
her
down. Yeah.
Was that your older sister or younger sister? You're in the middle,
sister.
Right?
Yeah, I'm in the middle. Yeah. So what happens when, and for parents, how do you not take a side on something like that? How do you really, you've got to really be smart about being a parent when it comes to stuff like that, right?
Well, how did you do it with your kids? You're the parent here.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, I never have seen Megan or Brendan. Well, that's not true. When Megan was like 14, 15 years old, Brendan, who was really a cute kid, actually, hid behind a tree when she had her first boyfriend. She was walking from one building to another at school, and Brendan hid behind a tree and then jumped out and scared him when they were walking down the path. And Megan was furious with him for about a week. And I don't know that it got physical, but it must have come close to it. And so Brendan paid her back by, there was something nasty written about Megan on one of, Megan was pretty sure of herself when she was a kid, and so the boys didn't like her. And so on a table in the school library, something was written about Megan. And Brendan and one of his friends saw it, and they went, they found a piece of sandpaper, and they rubbed it off of the table.
That's nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And she knew. Did he tell her that?
No, she knew. But she knew. Somebody else told her. Brendan didn't, but somebody else told her that saw him doing it, what he had done. So that's, but if they work it out themselves, that's the best way of hopefully getting into it. But if you
and they're so close now, I mean, obviously they worked it out.
No, they've been very close. So if you want some good tips, just go to the DJV Doug Jen Victoria post on Facebook and see this thing about parenting. I think you'll find it helpful. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Rico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Over the years, we've learned that living in the most lawsuit-happy society on earth imposes on American consumers what some experts have called a hidden lawsuit tax. It doesn't appear on the bills we get, but it's built into the cost of everything we buy, like groceries, clothes, and cars. That's not the only hidden tax paid by American consumers, though. There's also a regulatory hidden tax imposed by the government bureaucracy instead of the courts. According to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the total cost of complying with all the federal regulations each year is $1.8 trillion. To put that into perspective, complying with all the regulations costs more than all the money the federal government collects from individual and corporate income taxes combined. Let's be fair. When we look at how large this hidden tax is, it's easy to see why regulatory reform has become such a big priority, not only in Washington, but in state capitals, too. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Pauline is not here. Pauline Frommer is, where'd she go to? Someplace in New Zealand or something. Didn't she, Kara, if I remember correctly?
Yep, New Zealand.
Yeah. All right. So I have some travel items that have caught my attention this week, which I will go over happily with you. I think you'll find them helpful, including the best day to fly this summer. That is the least expensive day to fly. Now, watch after I tell you. Every plane get loaded up on that day. I'll give you that info in just a moment here. Stand by.
Hi, I'm millennial mom and lifestyle expert Lee Morsas. And today, I'm going to share some of my favorite products to help moms everywhere. As a mom, I need to keep track of everyone's schedule and need a reliable way to stay on top of my day. Since I'm constantly relying on my smartphone to do everything, I don't want to spend a ton on my wireless plan. I want dependable service without breaking the bank, which is why I love Total Wireless. They have unlimited talk and text, plus 5 gigs of 4G LTE data, starting at just $35 a month, all on America's largest and most dependable network. One thing that all moms know is that finding me time is nearly impossible, which is why I love this Aveeno Positively Radiant 60-Second In-Shower Facial. It's a quick facial you can do in the shower 1 to 2 times a week to give dull, tired-looking skin a boost. The new formula has soy extract to help even skin tone and texture, and lemon extract to brighten the look of the skin. It works with the steam of the shower to deeply but gently exfoliate dirt, oil, and dead skin. For more information, go to Aveeno.com or Total Wireless.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just 2 simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who who's the man behind the greatest story ever told.
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
All right, 56 past the hour now. The best day to fly for the least amount of money this summer. The travel site Cheap Air did some research to ease the burden for those of you who are planning your summer trips, pinpointing budget-friendly days. Now, one of the things that most people, well, I should probably keep reminding, I always make my, I always buy my tickets on Tuesday, because Tuesday's prices are usually the best during the week. Do they fluctuate? Yep. The computers that run the airline pricing facilities use all kinds of things, and Tuesday is the day during the week that the least number of people buy tickets. So in order to keep the cash flow, the airlines automatically cut sometimes 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. Sometimes it's not clear whatever they do because it's crazy. I challenge you, anybody, get on a plane that has 200 people on it. Find two people that same pay the same price for the same seat.
That's a good game.
Yeah, you won't find it.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. Anyway,
do you buy directly from the airline's website?
Yes, I go right to American, and I buy it, and then I go to the upgrade desk, and that's how I do it. That's
how I do it. You never search like Expedia or anything like that?
No, because I found that it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, okay.
For me, anyway, it doesn't. For some people, it might. It doesn't make any difference for me. Sometimes I'll research a round trip and then one way, each way to the, if I am not sure. I got caught with my pants down a couple of times this winter when I had to change my flights back and forth, and I'd already paid for a round trip, and by the time you finish that hassle, you'll never save anything anyway, because the price of the ticket was about $200, and that's what they charge you to change it, so just forget about it. So I did, that's wasted $400 or $500 this winter having to change my plans, so now I just book one leg at a time, and it doesn't, might cost $6 more or something, but at least you don't throw it all away.
Right.
June 6th is the cheapest day of the summer so far, according to the data. Other affordable dates are, let's see, August 22nd.
It's a Tuesday, 12th. So you're right. There's your theory. Yeah, I just looked at
August airfares are on average 7% less than they were last year. Now, a week ago, even a month ago, we were being told, or it was obvious if you look at the prices, that they were going way up. And there are certain times during the summer, starting now, when the prices are going up. And then they seem to be leveling off. There has been a lot of, about 110,000 seats have been added, that is, planes being added to fleets to accommodate the summer. So that'll bring the prices down a little bit as well. So, again, book on Tuesday, and the cheapest days are June 6th, August 22nd, September 12th. FYI, it's 59 past.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.